KD2RKN.
KD2RKN, is that right? W4DJW.
That's correct. How you doing, Dave? This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Wonderful. Got a question about this Rosetta at Home. I just installed it and spun it up on a Raspberry Pi. Got it going, and it says no work available to process. Any ideas?
You hit the exact same condition I hit. Do you have a Raspberry Pi 4 with 4 gigs of RAM?
That's a negative. It's a Raspberry Pi 2.
Okay. Then it probably won't work. But the Raspberry Pi architecture is a 64-bit architecture. But they load the 32-bit operating system because of compatibility reasons. So you can put it in 64-bit mode. I'll send you an email that tells you how to do that. And then you have to tell the Bionic software that you did that. And it's in those instructions as well. Is your email address good on QRZ?
Give me a second to check it real quick and make sure.
Okay. I've read that you need a Pi 4 with 4 gigs of RAM or it's not going to work. But I also read that it wouldn't work because of the architecture. So the first one that I read wasn't right because I got it running on two Raspberry Pi 4s with 4 gigs of RAM each. So you might as well give it a shot and see what happens.
Two of these Raspberry Pi 2s just sitting around doing nothing. I figured why not throw it in there?
Exactly. If it's got enough memory and you can get it in 64-bit mode, it might work on at least one work unit apiece. That's like a two CPU laptop, which are they're crunching work units. That's what's important.
In my email on QRZ, just because I'm probably unfamiliar with where it's at, but it's my call sign at gmail.com. That's KD2RKN at gmail.com. Sci-fi too with my little Mac Mini that I had sitting in the closet. So you should see me pop up on there tomorrow after it uploads the first round of data.
Okay, cool. It's your call sign at gmail.com, is that right? I'll go ahead and send it to you, and if you're online, you can let me know that I got it right.
This radio sound, and I had to put my antenna in the attic, and it's got a whole bunch of radiant barriers. I'm really kind of wondering how I'm getting out, KD2RKN.
You sound like you're sitting in the room right next to me. It sounds full scale, full quieting, no issues whatsoever.
That radiant barrier stuff I read online is mostly just hogwash, apparently.
Well, it probably applies to somebody, but it doesn't apply to you in your case. I'm working on getting that email out.
At least it doesn't apply on this frequency in my case, right?
Right, all things considered. On this frequency, in this location, with the atmospheric conditions, all things considered. There's just so many variables. Okay, it's been sent. If I got it right, it'll be in your email inbox shortly. Very good. I'd like to know if a Raspberry Pi 2 would work too. Also, I've got a 1, a 2, a 3, several 3s, several W's, and several 4s. So I'd even put a W on it if I thought it would work.
I've got 2 2s and a 3 and a couple of 0s. One of the 0s is being used as a YSF hotspot right now. And the 3, my oldest son uses as his homework computer.
Oh, that's cool. Apply those to homework. That's what they were intended. That's what the original intention for Raspberry Pis were, is to get young people involved in, you know, without a price barrier. And the W's really do a good job at that. The 0 W's and 0s. I got a couple of 0 W's that they just got a little BMC chip on them, on a couple of the pins, 3 pins. And you just plug them into an outlet inside or outside, and it becomes a weather station. It's got pressure, temperature, humidity, all of it logged for a long period of time. Can't beat that for a weather station. It's just a little wall wart with a computer attached to the side and a sensor on it, and voila. You got everything but wind speed.
I had a zero W attached to my 3D printer, and it was on the gantry of the printer. So basically, as it would print, you could watch whatever you were printing just kind of grow vertically and keep an eye on it via remotely. It was pretty neat for a little while, but it's packed in a box somewhere. We just moved here, and we're still unpacking.
Okay. Well, I did have to unplug mine. We got some sideways rain one time, and I had it on the front porch, and it got into it. I got to take it apart and clean it all up, put it back together and see if it still works. But that was kind of cool. I know when people walked up to the house on the front door and they see that thing plugged into the side with some of those jumper cables going out onto the board, they've had to wonder, what in the world was that?
In the next couple of years, he'll probably be at the level where he wants to start doing some things with his other than kind of doing homework or playing video games or learning how to write Scratch or Python code on it. He's 8 years old, but he's got that stuff down so far.
I tell you, it's amazing how fast they learn. I know when I was starting out programming, I had a XT, really, really old computer, green screen. And I'd upgraded to a 486, super fast computer, a 486 way back then. And my son would sit downstairs in the basement beside me on the 8086 while I was programming on the 486. And I looked over there, and he had an airplane drawn on the screen, and the propeller was going around in circles. He did that in programming. I knocked my socks off.
That's cool. There's this company that sells a Raspberry Pi kit called Kano, Kilo Alpha November Echo, and they sell a kit, and we got him one of those for Christmas about a year and a half, 2 years ago now, just since it was Christmas. And it has all kinds of little educational stuff, how to do Scratch, how to do Python, and within the first week, he was programming pictures on the screen. It's got this little LED array on it that you can program to do certain things. All in all, just really neat for the money you pay for it. It was really worth the price.
If our minds worked half as good at learning as theirs do, we'd all be Einsteins.
Einstein or not, but I'd like to have his energy and motivation at my age right now.
Yeah, it's a shame how that works. When you've got all the energy and the capability and the bandwidth, it's the last thing you can think about. And then when that's the only thing you think about, all that stuff's gone.
Off here and see if I can't get this Raspberry Pi 2 up and running with these instructions. I'll jump on the radio in a little while, let you know, and if I don't find you on the radio, I'll send you an email.
Okay, well, it's nothing you can't do in reverse, so you shouldn't break your Pi, but at least we'll find out if it works or not. Catch you later. KD2RKN, W4DJW.
Roger, I'll catch you later, and if I break it, oh well, it's a Raspberry Pi. I've got another SD card I can load up, no big deal. KD2RKN out. Thanks, Dave. 4GIZ, can I get a radio check on this radio?
And 4RJN, it's working, sir.
Roger, did you say K4JN?
N4RJN. And you got a little bit of a tone going on in the background there, kind of a hum.
Very loud.
Enough to be distracting.
This is an older radio I just put back on the air. Just want to see how it sounded. Appreciate the comeback. K4RJN N4DIZ.
Readable. It's kind of a wavering tone in the background there, but you're quite readable. 73, sir. KN4RJN, clear.
73.
RJN, KN4VWA.
The neighborhood. It's KN4RJN. What's up, Steve?
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. I believe that boy's got a power supply hum in the background. That's what it kind of sounded like to me, either that or a fan.
What's going on? He said it was an old radio he just brought out, so could be a supply, could be, who knows.
Hey, guess who I just talked to? Italy. I talked to Claudio in Italy.
Sure.
Yeah, but that ain't why. Getting my station up a little bit.
Talked about it all day.
Physical radios.
Go right here. So, you about got it where you want it?
Yeah, I'm going to... you know anybody that's got a decent little 2-meter 440 used for sale?
I got the one I'm talking to you on. Well, I do have my little handheld here, but other than that, I don't know of any. You might give CAD4DOS a call and see what he's got on the swap netbook.
But I just hate to interrupt anybody on a Sunday afternoon. But you're different. You were on the radio talking, so there.
Physical computers.
To the, have you been monitoring most of the day?
Well, I've been playing musical computers and trying to get these things to cooperate with me.
Well, did you not learn anything from Glenn and the other fellow?
Of them running. I'm just trying to get this other one quite. It ain't the software, it's the computer itself being contrary, but I'm dropping stuff off of it and cleaning it up a little bit so I can run this program on it.
Soft disk.
Again?
What is soft disk?
Did you misunderstand something I said?
Well, no. You said you were running soft disk?
Trying to get this program to run for the Rosetta at Home project.
Ah, okay. I thought you said something about getting soft disk to run right.
It's possible I did in fact say that. I don't know, but that's not what I meant. Get the software to run right.
Like a headache to me, and I'm going to hang around the house. Good for you, John. You can stick here with it, bud. You get back into concentrating real good. I'll let you go. I'm over here cleaning up a dry erase board so that I can have notes and stuff right above my shack, my radio. So, wait here. 73, KN4VWA, clear after your file.
That, you take care of yourself. Try to stay out of trouble. KN4RJN, I am clear.
W-KD2RKM.
Was that you, Jason? W4DJW.
Roger, that's me. It doesn't work on a Raspberry Pi 2.
What is the error you get? Does it not boot up in 64-bit mode?
Period. The green light blinks 7 times. When a Google search that, it tells me that kernel image not found.
Okay, so you have to go up. I don't know if it'll work on that Raspberry Pi 3 either. They said it wouldn't, but I haven't tried it yet. I've got a couple of them. I just hesitate to try it on them because you got to pop that disk out and pop it in another computer and update your command, your config.txt file.
I had the Pi going, so I just SSH'd in and rebooted, and then it won't come back up. But I mean, I can always pop the card back out and throw it in a card reader and rebuild it, but it won't take me 10, 15 minutes to do that, but it looks like it won't work on a Raspberry Pi 2.
Well, that's good to know. At least you tried.
Funny, though.
That's good. So we'll be seeing you pop up in the stats. I added you to the email list. I just got an email list going now while they're starting up the team. But the founder back in 2006, I think it was actually back in 98, is... asking for input on the website. We had a website with a forum and all 9 yards back then. I suspect we'll get back there again, so you're getting in on the ground floor.
See how it turns out. It looks like I'm about 25% through with the first work unit on this Mac Mini, so it'd probably be, I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning before it gets uploaded.
Yeah, I found they take between, depending on the processor, they take between 8 and 12 hours to crunch through one work unit.
This is an older one. It's a Mac Mini from, I believe, 2009. So it's running a Core 2 Duo, but it'll work.
So you got two CPUs?
Roger.
Okay. Well, good. We'll find out. Appreciate you jumping in there.
82 RKA, clear.
It's affirmative. WB4DJW, clear.